Oh, are we podcasting now?
Yeah, we're podcasting.
Oh,
also,
right.
I'm supposed to say hi with to my sister.
Oh, so, hello.
Hello, Annika. Okay, so, yeah, I guess if you're listening to the podcast...
When someone is talking on their cell phone and you're sitting next to them and you respond to them.
That was easy. That was an accident. I was throwing the button around.
That was nice. That was the Staples easy button.
Anyway.
That was easy.
Yeah.
There you go. There it is.
It is.
Yeah, but has that ever happened to you guys when someone like picks up their cell phone and they're like, oh, hey, and you respond to them?
No.
But then...
Nope.
It's never happened.
Nope.
Why do these only happen to me?
Well, I don't know. I feel like if I was sitting next to someone and they were to pick up their phone and answer it, I would note the fact that they were on their cell phone.
But if you don't notice...
You're just not very observant.
Yeah, you need to open your eyes.
Clearly, maybe my lesson learned from this discussion is that there really aren't that many awkward moments. I just tend to create them myself.
You know, it happens.
But it's okay.
Trying to figure out the light?
No.
You click the light.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Do we have a song lined up? Sorry, I'm dying.
I have a song lined up.
Okay. All
right.
Plastic Fantastic Lover by Jefferson Airplane.
All right.
Awesome.
Fantastic lover.
rattling cough, never shuts off, is nothing but a used machine. Her aluminum finish, slightly diminished, is the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby, plugged into me, I never ever find another. And I realize no one's wise to my plastic, fantastic lover. Electrical dust is starting to rust, her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic, fantastic love.
Yeah. First concerts are always good. My first concert, not shamefully, I don't know. It was a Smash Mouth concert.
Oh, geez.
Shamefully.
Shamefully. Oh, but it was in fourth grade. It wasn't.
Shame.
It was.
Shame on you.
Somewhat shamefully.
See,
I have something to say. My first concert was Weird Al at the Lincoln Center. So is that more shameful or less?
No, that's a lot less.
Less.
It's
funny that it's
wore
Weird Al.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'll take
at
you for a Weird Al.
The Lincoln Center.
Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of Weird Al. Not so much anymore. He's really gotten a lot less creative, I guess.
Yeah.
Does he even still do stuff?
He does. Every so often he'll release an album that's not as funny as the last. It's really sad.
It tends to happen. Mm-hmm. But
it's kind of weird.
First concert, I feel like, I don't know. Those first concert experiences are always good.
It's worthwhile, you know? Yeah. You gotta have it.
It has to happen.
It has to happen.
In case you were wondering why Jeremy is chuckling quietly to himself, we are browsing the site of awkwardfamilyphotos.com. I feel like that goes along well with our awkward theme of today.
Definitely.
If you'd like to check out some really amusing family pictures... that people have uploaded.
I didn't realize that was a toilet until I loaded the second half of the picture.
Would you like to describe the picture we are all laughing at right now?
A little girl sitting in a toilet.
Yep. Just go awkwardfamilyphotos.com. It's worth the time. You're obviously sitting at your computer right now, so go check it out. They're quite amusing. Do we have another song to play? Or are you just going to keep looking at those awkward family photos?
Got another song. This is Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits. Oh, I'm going to have to hold. No, I'll just go for it. It is live.
Oh, no.
Man, it's blowing the casino phone time. say, blow it now, sound it, blow it. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. Check it out, Guitar George. Now he knows all them fancy cars. Watch his rhythm, gonna make that guitar cry to make it sound. Send an old guitar in just all he can afford. When he gets up in a color light, he's gonna play that. And now he doesn't mind if he doesn't make that fancy scene. But daytime job, he's doing quite alright, thank you very much. King's Road. Don't give a damn about any trumpet playing man. Cause it ain't what they call it in rock and roll. It's something. Oh yeah, the sun.
before we played it, or before I played it, or after I played it, I realized it was a 10-minute song, so...
Cut you off at 6 minutes there.
Yep.
Especially after the 7-minute Yes song.
And I'm out of songs right now.
It's okay, you can put it on mine. What else do we have to discuss today? I read an interesting environmental fact, if you guys were curious. Did you know all the cans that U.S. airlines throw away, if they were used as recycled materials, they could eat 58 Boeing airplanes. That's huge. Like, the commercial flights out of the cans they throw away in a day, a year? I can't... It's a very short amount of time. I want to say it's a day. And, yeah, the amount of cans they throw away in a day could be used to make 58 planes. That's pretty intense. So please recycle your aluminum cans. You could be making airplanes, or probably something more useful. Airplanes are useful. Why am I still talking? Why aren't you playing a song? I'm just killing time.
Come to look for America. was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood. When blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend that it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Alright, that was another Bob Dylan song for you guys. Yeah, we've been playing a bit of Bob Dylan today, and we, before that, was America by Simon and Garfunkel. I really enjoy that song. I feel like it's a perfect driving song.
Did you pause the iPod?
Yes, I did.
So, are we going to play something next?